When someone says New Jersey, you think of a few things. New York City, Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, diners, Taylor ham, or as a pork roll. But most famously, you think of the Jersey Shore. Stretching over 125 miles from Cape May to Sandy Hook, there are dozens upon dozens of beaches and towns that attract millions of tourists a year. Attacks to beach communities around the world highlight the importance of being prepared for threats that may hit the Jersey Shore this summer. In this week's episode, we discuss the efforts taken through the state's Secure the Shore initiative to keep the millions of people visiting New Jersey's beaches and boardwalks safe.
This is Director Jared Maples of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. Welcome back to Season 3 of Intelligence Unclassified, a podcast about counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. Join us as we talk to local and national experts in these fields to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and offer you a unique perspective on current trends and issues facing our great state. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed, iTunes, or Google Play. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at NJOHSP. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, www.njohsp.gov.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Paul Kwasinski. I'm a detective with the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. I'm here with two of my very good friends and very competent and stand-up guys, Guy McCormick, Counterterrorism Coordinator, Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office, Agent Joe McFadden for the Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office. We're here to talk about an important season that we're rolling into, which will be the spring-summer season, when we get an influx of a lot of people down the shore. And that's what we're here to talk about, securing the shore. I'll start with a couple of questions for you guys. Why even tackle this initiative? What makes the New Jersey Shore a potential target?
Well, Paul, as we know, during the spring and summer months, there's a huge influx of tourists coming to the Jersey Shore area. Most of these folks are attending, you know, outdoor gathering, mass gathering type of festivals, the beaches, the boardwalk. So there's a huge influx of tourists coming to the town, and we kind of set up this initiative to try to secure them.
Okay. And when we're speaking of the shore, we're actually speaking from Monmouth County down to Cape May, so that's also included. And just so your listeners know, we also have been working very closely with our Ocean County partners and our Cape May partners, our counterterrorism coordinators and local PDs on this initiative also. Guy, you want to follow up?
Sure. This is a unique effort on a part of the counties, like Paul, you just said. Includes Monmouth County is the northern county involved in this, followed by immediate South County, Ocean County, where Bill Malice is the counterterrorism coordinator. Naturally, Joe follows in Atlantic County, and then Aaron Sykes is in Cape May County. But it's these four shore counties that do experience a tremendous amount of population influx in the summer that makes it unique and makes this a unique counterterrorism effort, because we're trying to make these counties as safe as possible, these four that have these large number of increases during the summer for the beaches, for the special events. Other counties have the special events during the summer as well, but they don't have the beaches. And the beaches draw so many people to them.
So being that it's the summer season, what makes this, during the normal course of business that we deal with all year round, Monmouth and Atlantic, also very, very busy counties all year round anyway, along with Ocean, and Cape May's a little lighter during the fall and winter time, of course. But what's the difference in the effort of counterterrorism towards Secure the Shore initiative during the summertime as opposed to normal course of the season?
Just because the large amount of people that come into these counties in the summertime alone. I have checked with several of my municipal counterterrorism coordinators and found out in speaking with them that many times the population of their communities, because they have beachfront property, doubles during the summer. Well, they would say, let's have a 5,000 population in their communities during normal circumstances from the fall to the spring. They will increase in population, especially daytime use of the beaches, to over 10,000. And that it followed through with several towns that I checked with along the shores of Monmouth County. Their populations vary, but most often, because of the beaches, their daytime populations, they double.
Quite a bit. So what are the normal training procedures? Joe, you can follow up with that answer to that.
Yeah, to give you an example, on April 28th in the city of Summers Point, which is right outside of Ocean City, Cape May County, and right outside of Longport in Atlanta County, they had the Summers Point Bay Fest. Summers Point is a small community They had 40,000 people attend that Bay Fest on a Saturday afternoon along Bay Avenue. When you compare the off season to the busy summer season, you can take Atlantic City, the Atlantic City Air Show, which is held every August along the Atlantic City Beach and Boardwalk. Attendance numbers for that event have ranged from over 200,000 people to over 400,000 people one single day on a summer afternoon on a beach in Atlantic City. So you could see the huge influx of tourism and the vulnerabilities that come along with
that. It's a lot to handle for local police without using their partners and assets that are available to them.
The partners are essential, Paul. It's not only the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security, but the adjacent towns, the adjacent police departments. Like I said, the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security. The New Jersey State Police has been a tremendous asset as well, involved in this initiative. They're great. They're people that work with the threat details and the assessment issues and all of that. They're always extremely cooperative. In Monmouth County, we sort of start off, our season is a little bit early, but our first big event would be the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Belmar. And then we have a presence at that consisting of different entities. We have meetings for several weeks in advance to schedule the security details and arrange things so we have everything buttoned down by the time of the event, which is usually the first Sunday in March. And that also involves participation, like I said, not only the joining towns, but in our case, it'd be the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office, Monmouth County Sheriff's Office, New Jersey State Police, New Jersey Transit Police. The FBI comes in and gives us a hand in certain events. And it's all these working in a close partnership where we all help each other out and, you know, so far keeping things successfully safe. And it's our continued efforts to make things as safe as we can.
Working with you guys over the years, I mean, you've gone out of your way to invite everybody to, let's say, play in the game, including our federal partners. I know we have a lot of input from FBI Newark. There's Crisis Management Response Team. They're all on the events. They're notified. Sometimes they come when they're available to show up to these events. So we'll have, God forbid, it goes sideways. We have them on site as well as the resident agencies. So they've been tremendous partners also. So as the season goes on prior to this actually kicking off, what do some of the departments do to prep their personnel before the season kicks off as far as training and everything?
Well, a lot of the shore communities hire additional Class 2 and Class 1 police officers to augment their existing staff to patrol their boardwalks in the beach areas. There is a huge amount of training that's offered by the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. One of the big ones in our area, especially in Atlantic City with the various events that we have along the boardwalk and beach in Atlantic City, is a surveillance detection course, and that's given for law enforcement, as well as security professionals at the different casinos and convention centers and boardwalk hall. And basically what that does is that it teaches the officers, instructs them on how to go into a crowd in a covert way and look for people that are there for reasons not to be attending an event, but looking to carry out nefarious acts, whether it be placing suspicious packages, whether it be taking photographs or video of critical infrastructure, you know, things along those lines.
So as we know, most of the season from spring to late fall, the boardwalk is pretty crowded. But during the off season, most of those shops are closed along the boardwalk. So prior to them opening up, is there any security measures or trainings they can give their personnel before they open the doors for business with the season coming up?
Yes, one of the things that I'm a big advocate of is the state homeland security, what they call a hometown security initiative, where representatives from the agencies that I just talked about, we recently had one we conducted in Asbury Park. I thought it was very successful. The presentation was great. But it's where the business owners and business managers could attend, and civic leaders also, and church leaders. They'll learn about the things that we look at and how to report things. And then they'll see the partnership that we have between our various agencies. And they'll put faces to names. They'll establish a rapport with these agencies that are there. And we have a question and answer period to sort of break the ice. And people then become less reluctant to report things. And that's the most important thing, is that see something, say something is extremely important. And that's what we're trying to convey through the Hometown Security Initiative, and it's, which is part of this Secure the Shore initiative. Of how, just if you see anything you think is out of place or suspicious, just make the notification. naturally call your local police first. They're on board with these processes we have going on and these initiatives, and then law enforcement will take it from there.
How can a, say, a visitor coming from upstate New York or New York City or North Jersey, how can they assist us in this effort for preparedness for the shore as far as vigilance and everything?
Well, I mean, they need to be our eyes and ears. Like Guy mentioned, to see something, say something. That's a universal statement that's nationwide now when it comes to Homeland Security. And the importance that if you see something that doesn't look quite right, that it needs to be reported. And we encourage people to report even the most minute little things. I'd rather have it reported and say, hey, there's nothing to this, rather than not have it reported.
I totally
agree with
you.
Only to find out later on that something nefarious could have occurred.
Yeah, I totally agree with you guys. You know, there's no dumb lead that comes in or something that doesn't make sense. They should, and they do, they call in everything. And we've had everything out through all our agencies. One way or another, we'll run it to ground. And if it's nothing, it's nothing. If it's something, we'll address it and run with it till we can put it to bed. So as the people are coming down the shore, I don't want to scare anybody, but, you know, they should be a little more vigilant than they normally would be because of the large crowd gathering. Would you guys agree?
In this day and age, and with the terrorism that's taken place overseas and this country, people have to be aware of their surroundings at all times. It is not 40, 50 years ago. It's things have changed, and it's wherever you're at. If you're going into a crowded movie theater, you should always look for your exits. If you're in a crowded conference room, you should be aware of what's going on, what's taking place, where your exits are, and that's just part of the lifestyle that we now have to live with. But it's unfortunate, but it's true. And these are the things you have to take the initiative upon yourself to do. And like I said, before we reach out to business owners, employers, things like that, to make sure they're keeping their employees alert and aware. Adding ears and eyes that they can tell us something may be going on, something may be amiss. As well as the, like I said, these meetings that we have with the hometown security, where we put faces to names and we establish rapport with these people. They know for sure that we want them to contact us if they see something amiss, that they're not going to be talking to strangers, but they're going to say, Paul Krasinski told me this, or Guy McCormick told me this, or Joe McFadden told me to call. The outreach that is taking place is most essential in breaking the ice and dealing with people.
I think those hometown security initiative meetings are a home run. As you both know, we've had representatives from all the agencies, including the Coast Guard, because this is not only a landborne event,
yes,
we're coastal.
Yeah.
So we had Coast Guard there. I know we always talk with our brothers across the river, the NYPD Counterterrorism and Harbor Units. State Police are out there. Middletown has their stuff. Atlantic City has their
Sheriff's Office
has their maritime assets. So this is a good team effort on everybody's part. And people are aware because they saw who showed up to this meeting. We had the FBI there, so that's kudos to them for coming in and representing what they can do should something go sideways, as well as all the other players we had on the beach.
You know, and to add to that also, Paul, it's a huge networking advantage and opportunity for especially local PDs. You know, you're a police officer, a detective, sergeant, whatever, in a local PD. You know, it's nice to be able to network with folks at the federal level, at the state level, at the county level, at the maritime level. So if there is an incident, you have a question or you need some assistance, you can kind of put a name to a face. You know, hey, I can give Paul Krasinski a call at OHSMP. He can help me out. Or I can give Guy McCormick a call in Monmouth County. You know, he can help me out. And to add to a little bit what the guy had brought up, let's be clear. This See Something, Say Something campaign is not something that just occurs during the summer months. This is a new norm in our state, in our municipalities, and in our country. It's a 24/7, 365 process, and that's what everyone in the public needs to understand, that you have to be vigilant at all times, and if you see something, know that there are mechanisms in place, whether it be through the New Jersey SARS, through your local police department, whomever, to make those notifications. It's very, very important.
I agree, and as seasoned guys, you guys have been around the block a long time, as I have. Liaison is a tremendous, tremendous important part of police work. Without the ability to put a name to a face, pick up a phone because you have a personal contact. Well, if I don't know somebody, I can call Joe McFadden, who does know somebody. He'll vouch for me, and I'll get that information to get it out there for situational awareness. It may not be in New Jersey going on. It may be in New York City, but we may have New York City residents inbound to New Jersey at some point. So liaison is tremendous, and it means a lot to go out, have a cup of coffee with a guy, and say, hey, hopefully it'll be Starbucks, but, you know, some guys like Dunkin' Donuts. I know you boys do.
Paulie, they all come where it's nice. That's why they leave New York, come out here.
I gotcha. So, all right, I'm gonna go a little different here with the direction of this thing. What does down the shore mean to you guys? I know what it means
also
for me.
What I just said, most of our vacationers down here and people attend. I mean, when I was a kid and living out west from Monmouth, we used to go to the beach in Manasquan. But there's a tremendous amount of population in North Jersey that come to the shore. Monmouth County is usually one of their first stops because we're the most northern county with the nice beaches. And then they sort of filter on down.
But and to add to that, when you look at the beaches from, say, Atlantic County south, when we're in the South Jersey area, we get people migrating from Philadelphia. So to them, it's down the shore
down
because
the shore.
It's down the expressway.
Gotcha. To me, anything southbound is down the shore.
That's it.
It's that simple. Coming from a Brooklyn perspective, right. I was a Brooklyn boy. Born and raised there, down the shore is get on the parkway southbound, hit one of the beaches, which is what happens every season up here.
Starts about exit 117.
All right, now I'm going to put you both on the spot. What's the best beach in New Jersey that you guys like? I know what I like.
Well, you know, I'm from Atlantic County, so I have to pick an Atlantic County beach, right? So, and boardwalk, so I guess I'll go with Atlantic City.
I'm with you on that, Joe. I like the ambiance of Atlantic City. Although I am partial to some of the beaches in Monmouth County are excellent. And without question, the availability of fine food in Monmouth County goes without question.
Monmouth County's got a lot of nice beaches. Depends on what you're looking for. Food, entertainment. I myself like a nice quiet place. So I like the beaches sort of like Seagirt, Spring Lake, that area. As opposed to some of the other places. There are a lot of amusements, a lot of restaurants, things like that.
Well, as a sales pitch to the Jersey Shore, as we've talked about, it's quite obviously we have a great mix of beaches, whichever you like. If you like the busier beaches, maybe you want the Atlantic Cities, the Wildwoods. If you want a more quiet beach, maybe the Cape Mays, Manasquan,
right.
The Seagirts. Sure. So we kind of have quite a variety.
Yes, we do. We have a great mix of beaches. And it depends on what you're
looking for.
What you're looking for, exactly.
Everything is there.
Yeah, I wanted to add one thing before we close. You know, I want to say special thanks to the Atlantic City Convention Center. They were instrumental and very hospitable in hosting our Secure to Shore initiative for both Cape May County and Atlantic County, and we appreciate their assistance.
Yeah, and also I'd like to join in on that with our ones that we've had. We just had one recently in Asbury Park, which was through the Asbury Park Chamber of Commerce and folks down there and a local police department.
Yep.
It was, it was a good initiative.
Yes, very, very good initiative. Good exchange of information.
And
good dialogue.
Excellent presentation.
Yes, all our OHSP SMEs, everybody was there. So I thought it went very, very well. But again, thank you both very much for taking the time out of your busy days. You know, I know everybody's busy now. There's a lot going on. There's summer season's on us right now. So I appreciate you, Joe, coming up from Atlantic County and Guy coming from the shore in Monmouth County, coming to the office and doing this podcast with us. I appreciate all your efforts in the Secure to Shore. Aaron Sykes, who couldn't make it today down in Cape May County, and Colonel Malist and Ron Jennings over in Ocean County. Just stand up, guys, and there's nothing else I could say other than let's have a nice, safe season. And we're just a phone call away if anybody needs us. Thank you all.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.